happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court issued an order early this morning, temporarily blocking some more deportations.
The court order concerns Trump administration plans to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, used rarely and only in wartime until now, to deport about 30 Venezuelan men being held in Texas. The court says not to do that, quote, until further order of this court. The ACLU said in an emergency filing last night that the Venezuelans had been told they were about to be removed. The Supreme Court had previously ruled that could not happen unless they had a chance to legally challenge it. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back home from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported. Van Hollen says the case is about more than one man.
President Trump.
It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America.
Yes! CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports the U.S. and Iran have opened a second round of nuclear talks in Rome.
President Trump is sending his special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to lead the talks on a deal. On X, Witkoff posted what appeared to be America's bottom line. Iran must stop its nuclear enrichment. But before the talks even open, Foreign Minister Araghchi responded, that is a non-starter.
Today is a day for remembering how the country has overcome times of peril. This date in 1775 was the shot heard round the world. The first shot fired at the battles of Lexington and Concord, considered the start of the American Revolutionary War.
It used to be memorized by every school-aged child in America. It opens like this. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Wilford McClay, a history professor at Hillsdale College, is featured in a video released by the White House.
Through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.
The Oklahoma City bombing was 30 years ago today. 168 people were killed by the truck bomb that devastated the Murrah Federal Building. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh was a reporter that day.
A day of darkness does not define Oklahoma or the people who live in this great state.
Later this morning, former President Bill Clinton will address a ceremony during which all the victims' names will be read. It was meant to be held at the memorial for the bombing, but because of the weather, it's been moved to a church across the street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, lows around 31. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, back to the mid-50s. It will be a bit breezy at times. Rain is likely Sunday night with a low around 36. Showers in 45 Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue,
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue,
we'll be so proud.
The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue,
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue,
you'll be so proud.
The photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write a sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter Parade.
Rosemary Clooney, yep, with Easter Parade. Hey, everybody, Jim Hubbled here, kicking off this holiday Easter weekend, and I'm glad you could join us today. And we got lots of good tunes on the way and more Easter stuff, too. Yeah. And get to the Peter Cottontail thing a little bit later on. Right now, though, just this last week, I was over at the Houstonsford Community Hall, and Carol and the Keynotes were playing there, and I had a chance to get a couple of her new albums. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe we'd play a few tunes off of that. Good to see her. It's Scott Lopez from the old radio station WTKM was there too. Had a chance to see him, talk with him for a while and see what was going on. He's still doing his WTKM tours. So, you know, he's out and about going to Hawaii once in a while as a tour guy. Pretty cool. So, anyway, right now, let's play one by Carol and the Keynotes. And it's the Cool City Polka.
Thank you.
the Cool City Polka, and that was from the Carol and the Keynotes Orchestra. Do one more here, shall we? I think we'll do cut number 6. It's Polka Marie from the Carol and the Keynotes. Polka Marie, Carol and the Keynotes. Well, put her little CD away for a little bit right now and bring out Tony Rademacher and his band from years gone by with the Incline Polka.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Tony Rademacher and the band, better known as the Kettle Marine Kid and the Incline Polka. All right, this is a fun tune that he played. It was the Chop Suey Polka that Tony put together here. Up, yeah, that is Tony Rademacher with the Chop Suey Polka. All right, the Legacy album that just came out by Steve Meisner and the Legacy Band, they just put this together, Han JD did, and let's play one here on Obedic. A happy time, Obedic. We'll be right back.
The words are easy. Come on.
Yoo-hoo.
Happy Time Obedic, yoo-hoo, and Steve Meisner and his legacy band. And with that, we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Variety Show right here on Civic Media, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yes. We have to pull off some of these old records and give them a spin.
Scratchy, the tunes really were catchy, especially those that said, I love you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court issued an order overnight temporarily blocking the Trump administration from deporting more men under the Alien Enemies Act. CBS's Michael Toscano.
The ACLU said in an emergency filing last night that the Venezuelans had been told they were about to be removed. The Supreme Court had previously ruled that could not happen unless they had a chance to legally challenge it.
The U.S. and Iran are holding a second round of nuclear talks in Rome. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff is there.
On X, Witkoff posted what appeared to be America's bottom line. Iran must stop its nuclear enrichment.
Oklahoma City will hold a ceremony next hour to remember the 168 people killed in the Murrah Federal Building bombing on this day in 1995. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh.
A day of darkness does not define Oklahoma or the people who live in this great state.
Also on this date in 1775, the shot heard around the world. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiskCaregiver.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, lows around 31. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, back to the mid-50s. It will be a bit breezy at times. Rain is likely Sunday night with a low around 36. Showers in 45 Monday.
Right now, it's 37.
Your Republican Senator Patrick Teston wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Senator Patrick Teston at 608-266-3123 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR. Paid for by the Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Variety Show. With your host, Tim Howbelt, the Polka Guy. Well, we've got a legend here that's going to be celebrating his 100th birthday. Well, actually celebrated already on the 17th of this month. Optometrist Dr. Tom Robbie of Wisconsin Rapids celebrating his 100th birthday. And I'm sure the rest of the family, all the kids will be there. Ann and Dawn and Paul, Mark and Kurt will all be there to help celebrate. I will probably get over there on the weekend and get him a nice birthday card and celebrate with him. So for a gentleman that's been around for many, many years, we got to play Happy Birthday, right? So let's all sing Happy Birthday to Tom Robbie.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Thanks for listening, too. Mark's been tuning in here and keeping him company on Saturday mornings and Sunday afternoons. We're going to play Old Pappy Time. He keeps stealing time away out of my pocket, and we know how that goes. Your birthdays come no matter what, don't they, Tom? So here is Cousin Fuzzy, and it's the Old Pappy Time. Happy birthday. Yeah. Hey, we got one more on this one here. Since it is Easter weekend, I thought we'd play the Bunny Hop Schottische. Thank you.
comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity-hop and dee-dee-dee-dee. Dum-dum, I am Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hopping on my merry way. Bringing every girl and boy, baskets full of lots of joy, things to make you happy, bright and gay. I've got jelly beans for Tommy, colored eggs for Sister Sue, and there's lots of chocolate bunnies, and they're yummy, yummy too. Oh, my name's Peter Cottontail. Play the 14th carat symphony.
Spike Jones and an old recording of his, Peter Cottontail. That's who recorded it. Okay. Actually, I used to have that record when I was a kid. But that, of course, got played so many times it kind of went away. All right. Let's play one here now. The Squirrel Landler. Okay. I really like this tune. This is... Bob Mastel in the band.
Thank you.
the Squirrel Handler, Bob Mastel from Minnesota. I liked that song since I was a little kid. This record's been around that long. Mm-hmm. Let's play the Waltz of Love quick here before we take a break, shall we?
the cradle's in them old, the cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old, the cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton bones get rotten, you can't pick back the bunch of cotton in them old, the cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. I said in them old cotton fields back home. One more in them old cotton fields back home.
Steve Meisner and the Legacy Band in Cotton Fields, yeah. All right, well, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company. Stick around, more to come.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or volunteer center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We've got a tune coming up here from Nancy Seibert. She's got a new album out, and this one here is Making It Rich at the Casino. Say goodbye for now. Thanks so much for tuning in here to the Polka Party. We'll do this again next week, right after Over the Back Fence. Take care, everybody. Have yourself a great week. Bye-bye.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Early this morning, the Supreme Court temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deporting more alleged Venezuelan gang members using the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. The ACLU had filed an emergency appeal, believing some men being held in Texas were about to be deported. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the court's move came hours after federal judge James Boasberg declined to block those deportations.
Even though Judge Boasberg is very sympathetic to what the ACLU is trying to accomplish here, which is to put a hold on these deportations under the Alien Enemies Act, especially without hearings, he recognizes that he doesn't have the jurisdiction.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen is back from his trip to El Salvador, where he met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported.
This case is not just about one man. It's about protecting